In an effort to help the national debt, Taco Bell is pleased to announce that we have agreed to purchase the Liberty Bell, one of our country's most historic treasures. That was in a newspaper ad that appeared in a number of major newspapers in late March of 1996. The ad said, "It will now be called the Taco Liberty Bell." Of course, that wasn't true. It was an April Fool's Day prank, yet many people believed it. But remember, Eve was fooled by a talking snake. Samson was deceived by his odious wife. Isaac was deceived by Rebekah and Jacob. People believe that the earth just somehow got here all on its own, appearing from out of nothing. But the greatest deceptions are still to come. Prophecy tells us that in earth's last days, the vast majority of people in the world will be deceived. It says that all the world will wonder after the beast, going on to say that they worshipped the dragon which gave power unto the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like unto the beast? Who is able to make war with him?" A little later it says, "And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world." That's Revelation 13, 4 and 8. I guess it hardly matters if you believe Taco Bell bought the Liberty Bell, although you'd have to be pretty gullible. But you don't want to be deceived in earth's last days. Let the Bible be your guide. Trust the Word of God. If you lean on Jesus, lean on His Word, you'll be secure when Jesus returns. I'm John Bradshaw for It Is Written. Let's live today by every word.